And as I mentioned before, while we may have lost out on Colatumbi last year, this year we're getting Colatumbi plus plus. Joining us is the Mayor of Tumbi Bay, Sam Telfer. Your Worship, good morning.
Hey, always good to talk, Kevin.
What is happening with At The Bay? What exactly is involved in it this year?
So it's probably a recognition of how hard things are actually to run events at the moment under COVID situation. We as a district and as a variety of community groups working with council decided that the best way to go about trying to get events up is to bring them together and do a collaboration. So something which has been quite popular over the last number of years has been our traditional market at the Bay that we run, and it's showcasing our local food and wine and drinks and really highlighting what Tumbi Bay is all about. And obviously, as you're saying, the Colatumbi Street Art Festival. So we've put these things together. We've also added in a number of events which are coming in, some events from the Adelaide Fringe, some concerts, some music events, some presentations, and also added in a lot of the community groups showcasing what they're all about. So it's going to be a pretty jam-packed weekend. It's pretty exciting to actually have events being able to be run under COVID situation, and I'll encourage everyone to come along to Tumbi Bay.
Speaking with the Mayor of Tumbi Bay, Sam Telfer, this morning about the At Tumbi Festival. And it's not just about being part of the festival, you're also part of the Adelaide Fringe at the same time.
Yeah, that's right. I think that's a good way for us to showcase the peninsula as a whole, you know, bring some of these events over from Adelaide and make them accessible for locals, but also add to events which are great for locals and visitors alike. So it's exciting to be able to put this together. It's on the March long weekend, yeah, the first weekend in March, and hopefully it'll be a little taste for us on the Eyre Peninsula of the Mad March, and everyone can really enjoy the experience.
Now, was that deliberately targeted to become part of the Fringe and run it on the March long weekend, or is that something you might look at moving towards Easter in the future?
Well, we've always earmarked the March long weekend as something which we're targeting, and as I said, our traditional market weekend is on that weekend, so we're just adding more and more depth and adding to the experience. So as I said, it's great for us as locals, but it's also good for visitors to start putting those things into their calendars and make it a regular event.
Now, I do have to ask, what are you most looking forward to? Because I'm just wondering how you'd go with the Sinatra Tribute Cabaret on the Saturday.
Well, all the different aspects are pretty exciting, and it is a bit for everyone. I think that that's the beauty of what we're trying to do. We've got a pretty diverse community in Tumbi Bay and on the Eyre Peninsula, and everyone can get a little taste. I'm really just looking forward to experiencing our streets alive with people and being able to talk to, as I said, our locals and our visitors as well. There's many different aspects which people can take in.
And that's something that has been missing because of the restrictions, and we are looking forward to that as well. Atthebay.net, if you would like a little bit more information. Sam Telfer, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for the chat. Okay.